This is Ted Kennedy. The Hatch Act unfairly deprives federal workers of a right that all other citizens have to participate in politics. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the House of Representatives has just voted to scrap the Hatch Act, the harsh 50-year-old ban on political activities by federal workers. This bipartisan good government reform was adopted by a veto-proof majority in the House. Now the issue is waiting for action by the Senate. Federal employees and postal workers deserve the right to participate in elections and political campaigns, Al, so long as they do it on their own time, and so long as there are clear protections against improper activities, such as intimidation and solicitation of campaign contributions by superiors. Let's not throw out the baby with the bathwater, Al. We can prevent abuses without depriving workers of basic rights. Where do you stand, Al? 3 million federal employees and postal workers are waiting for your answer.
Well, they can keep waiting. Come on, Ted, this one ain't that cut and dried. You say that the Hatch Act deprives federal employees of their rights to participate in elections and political campaigns, but you don't really realize the provisions of the Act that protect these folks from subtle, and sometimes not so subtle, coercion and plain old arm-twisting by management. We're talking here about employment situations that could lead to the gimmicking of pay raises or favors, employees being repeatedly relegated to less favorable projects. These are the realities of political coercion that management could well use to encourage federal employees to participate in a specific way in a specific election. And you better believe that awesome pressure will be brought upon federal employees from outside groups and from organized labor. This is Al Simpson. Tune in tomorrow when Ted Kennedy and I face off on his proposal to increase the minimum wage. Join us on the Mutual Broadcasting System.